for all.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, ma'am of the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, July the 14th, 2023. Can you believe it's already almost the middle of July? How about that? Is the big Friday night live show. Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan in studio. Boys, how you doing?
Pretty good.
See, I don't know if we're... Oh, I don't know if I turned your mic on. Go ahead. Wait, where was a little
trouble? I'm doing awesome.
Yeah, we can hear Sean okay.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Okay, I think we can hear you okay now.
Nice.
But lean into that mic because a gentleman came in here earlier and said you're a little low on the mic, so we got to hear you. So lean forward like a Larry King.
All right.
Punch back into that microphone. Now, we are going to have a fourth person join us tonight, we believe. Now, we knew she was going to be a little late because she didn't get off till 8 o'clock tonight. She's never been here, so she could be driving in circles outside. We don't really know right now. But we're highly excited about this. We have not let anybody know who it is, except, now let people know the hints that we gave, because we're not going to give them until she comes in. We're not going to say who it is.
She's only been on air one time. She's never been on the Friday night show, and she's only been on air for like 15 minutes.
Right, so say that again with your mic on this time. I think I got you working now.
All right, so she's been on air once.
Once?
For about 10 to 15 minutes.
10 to 15, never on the Friday night
never
show.
Never on the Friday night show.
So tonight's big.
Tonight's big.
So we feel there's high expectation for tonight because her 10 or 15 minutes was good, but it also could be a disaster because we have high expectations.
That is true.
So you never know which way it's going to go. But we had a great day today. Pastor Craig returned to the station with a regular show, 11:15 to 12 p.m. He also joined the Exchange Club, which Matt joined the Exchange Club today. That was great. Pastor Whitaker was back this morning. So it was a really great morning, and we had that exclusive interview with Sheriff Bailey. No interviews. He has not done any media in 3 years, and he returned this morning, and it was fascinating.
The Bailey interview was very nice.
And well, it was news. It was just news. This station was news today. We were very newsy.
Newsy.
You're sitting back from the microphone now.
You can hear me perfectly.
Not really. Your levels are very low.
I can hear it in my voice.
Well, yeah, they're louder over there. I get to... Hey, now it's a little better. Now I can hear you. All of a sudden, you're kind of back over here, doing one of these numbers.
No, it's just the microphone was there. My belly's hit the table.
Well, we can't fix that. That's a problem we're not going to be able to fix. I can tell you right
now. And you took down my bar.
Now, see, now I can hear you. No, I didn't take down your bar. You broke the bar a few weeks ago. You knocked it on the floor.
Hey, Matt.
You swung your big paw around. Now, how could I take it down? I don't even sit on that side.
When I was here, it was stir up. When I left that night, it was stir hanging.
By the way, the telephone lines are open. We always enjoy the phone calls. 740-383-9944. Now, last week, we didn't get a chance to do any of this because we were coming back from the fair, so we need to check in with Barbara Walters. Hang on a second.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. See, you Downs did that for so many years on 2020. Barbara would do these amazing news interviews, and all you did was sit there and he'd go, "Thank you, Barbara. Good story, Barbara." That's all he did. And he made billions of dollars doing that, but it worked for him. Am I right about this, Sean?
He did. He was a billionaire.
Well, he was a billionaire, but he made some money. He didn't have Barbara Walters money, but we got to get this show kicked off on the right foot, so you got to get some, well, this is one of my favorites. Yeah! Yeah, there you go. Larry Barnett. Now talk about that arm going down a few weeks ago, that mic arm.
the arm was up there when I was left.
Yeah! Right there. No, you're out. That's our good friend Larry Barnett. We need that every so often. And then just to get in the mood, here you go. We haven't heard this in a couple weeks. I know people love it. Our friend G. Kasogas.
PS-117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer, cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
There it was, PS-117, WGH Talk here, and we are having a great, great time tonight. And you can't imagine the fun we're having already on this big program, the big Friday night program with Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and myself, broadcasting all over the place. We're you know, it's international, really, is what it is. We're not just here in Marion. We are, I know we're big in Idaho. Those people husking corn really love us in Idaho. And Baltimore, we're big in Baltimore. You know about this, Matt, right?
I did know we were big in Idaho. I did not know about Baltimore.
Oh, you didn't know about it. We picked up Baltimore.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Florida, Baltimore, Idaho, Ohio. We're big everywhere.
Good.
You want to know why? Because it's the best show anywhere. It's just period. Best show anywhere. We give doubts?
No.
Don't look at me like you're doubting this. You're part of the show. When I say it's the best show anywhere, you say yes.
I agree. It is.
All right. Well, you took a minute there. let's not have anything like that in the next 2 hours. That's a little problematic. Sean, is it our best show ever?
Yes.
You reminded me of somebody there. I don't know who it was, but we're going to work on that. You know what? Laugh that big when we have the top 10 list later on, because we do have a top 10 list again this week.
Yes.
And for all the listeners out there, the top 10 list this week is top 10 reasons why Adam belongs in the Radio Announcers Hall of Fame. I'm sure you will agree with me. I know. See, you about laughed just at the list.
Did.
You don't even need the whole top 10 list, but we're going to do that later on here this evening. Now, Matt, we have a guest.
We do.
So we've been pumping this all day, so go ahead.
All right. So with us live on air today, we have Carrington. She joined us at the fair for about 10 to 15 minutes, and we thought she did an amazing job, so we decided to bring her back.
We said she has to be a part of the show because we need people on this show, and we're going to get to her momentarily because we're getting a phone call. So let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Well, the trio sounds great, and Scott, everything's working fine here, and I hope everything lasts me out. Still, I want to hear the drum roll. I'd like to hear the drum roll for the young lady that comes in, and the drum roll when they start Adam's top 10, if you would, please.
Okay, well, get ready. The drum roll's coming.
And Matt, you sound really great, man. I'll tell you, you don't know how 100% better you sound on the radio, but you sound strong and good. In there with your opinions and stuff. You do a great job, Sean. Bye.
You know, thank you.
He complimented everybody but me. He went right around there, and it was just, Scott, play the drum roll. Just play the drum roll. But I'll do it anyway because I'm a giver, and it's the number one show. So we're going to play the drum roll. Now, you're going to do the intro again now because I think you missed the intro. So we'll do the intro this time with the big drum roll. Let's get the drum roll going here. All right, if we can get the drum roll going. Okay, here it is. Here comes the famous drum roll.
Joining us live for the first time in studio, we have Carrington Nelson. She was great at the fair, so we decided we would have her back because we needed a female viewpoint. It makes the show just that much better.
That much better. Carrington, so glad to have you with us tonight. How are you?
I'm great. I worked all day. That might not sound like the best activity, but I had a good time.
So when you were first approached about doing this show by Matt, you said to yourself, what?
I was like, why me? I don't know. You work at Kroger Pharmacy, right? And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, I guess. So that makes me qualified for radio.
Well, no, it's because you had a great audition last week. When we were at the fair, you came over.
An audition.
It was an audition. And you came over and we said, wow, she can talk. And right there, that's like 75% of people, you're past them. So we said, we've got to get her on the show and see what happens, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And we've learned your name in the last week, so we all feel more comfortable with that.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. We felt terrible last week. I can't tell you. I didn't sleep more than 8 hours that night when I forgot your name. It was horrible. Was it not, Matt?
It was terrible.
But you're going to fit in great because this is just there's nothing you don't want to talk about, right?
No, I'll talk about anything.
That's what we want. Were you excited to come in tonight?
I was. I've been telling my friends and family about this throughout the week, and I was a little nervous and stuff, but they were like, Well, you were a strategic communications major, and I just graduated college. This is, like, the first thing I've done related to my major, so...
Wow.
It's perfect. It's like fate, really.
This is fate. Now what is a strategic... See, I forgot. See,
I forgot already.
Yeah, no, well, you know, the earphones go in and out. Whoa, now, what does that again give that me?
Strategic communications major.
Communication. You think I'd know that word.
Communication,
all right.
Yeah,
after 21 years in this business, you think I'd have communication down, but I don't yet. All right. Okay, so what is that?
That's a really great question that somebody that just graduated college with that degree should know. I would say it just makes you qualified to work in various fields, basically. I'm working at the pharmacy still, so...
Well, no. Like communication.
Yeah. So, like, maybe, like, HR or, like, marketing, PR type stuff. Anything in that realm. It's a kind of the, like, general. It's like if you're a business major, it's like, okay, well, what does that mean? You know, it's like, well, there's a million different things, a million different directions.
Now, just for the audience, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22? No, you said 20.
I
think you said 20.
I said probably like 20.
Yeah, well, in any event, 22, and we're so glad you're here. We're so glad you're with us, and we're so happy to have you. So we're going to move on to the first topic on tonight's show. Now, Matt and I talked a little bit about this early, and it's been a thing all week, and it kind of leads into this whole subject here. And we're wondering if a woman's perspective is different than the male perspective, which we're heavy on in this room. And it's secrets. There was an article, I believe it was in the Journal American this week, that said secrets are very bad for your health. They're bad for your physical health, they're bad for your mental health, and they're also bad for your immune system to keep secrets. Keeping secrets about yourself and also keeping other people's secrets. Now, Matt, we spoke about this earlier on the Noon program. What's your feeling on secrets, just for people who might not have heard it then?
I think that keeping other people's secrets is a waste of your time and energy, and that keeping your own secrets shouldn't stress you out all that much, because just don't think about it. If you have a secret and you haven't told anybody, there's no way they can figure out if you just don't tell them.
So what you're saying is...
I mean, I guess it depends on the secret.
If somebody tells me a secret, I should not worry about it.
See, most of the time when people tell me secrets, I forget about it.
But you know the secret.
I mean, at that point in time, I do. But it just goes away. I don't think about it.
But do you think you should keep other people's secret if it's hurting your health?
It never does.
Let's pretend that it is hurting your health. What do you think?
Okay, so if it's hurting your health, then I would suggest you didn't keep it.
You weren't this difficult this afternoon. I don't know what happened. You took 6 hours off, and you came back, and now you're a little difficult.
I don't think you should keep other people's secrets if it stresses you out.
So you just let them out. Just blow them. Here you go. I might start telling people secrets right now.
If it's not good for you or your health to keep the secret, then don't keep the secret.
Now, wasn't there a conversation earlier about loyalty? If the person is no longer loyal to you, that then you can tell their secret.
I would only tell somebody's secret if they were telling your secrets.
What if you don't have any secrets? I told you earlier, I don't have any. There's not a one. I have no secrets. So it's not like an ipso facto thing. You know, my secrets versus their secrets. I don't know. What do you think, Sean?
You know, I think it's good to keep, you know, secrets for your, you know, a lot of the friends and family members want you to keep stuff hidden.
Yeah, but if it's hurting your health, that's the whole point of this.
My health is already shot anyway.
So you just figure, let's go to the end.
Why not?
Wait till the coffin drops. Just keep those secrets till the coffin drops.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Carrington here, the female point of view, what do you think? Should you keep people's secrets if it's detrimental to your health?
Detrimental to your health, that's tough. If it's not detrimental to your health, I would say, like, for sure, your friends and everything, like, they trusted you with some information. My problem is, personally, that I'll forget if that's something supposed to be a secret, and then it's, like, you know, a few weeks later, and then all of a sudden I'm like, who's not supposed to know about this?
So you tell it.
So, accidentally. It might be like, I don't know if you're supposed to know this.
See, I think that's what I'm going to start doing, telling people secrets, but that was an accident. I didn't mean to do that. I forgot that was a secret.
You know what they say, ignorance is bliss.
That is true. And there's a lot of that going on this show, especially with some of the people who've been on this show. We've had a lot of that bliss going around here. You remember the week we had the bliss here? She was here, I think, 2 weeks. Yeah, that was a lot of bliss. But my point is, and I don't mean to speak ill of her, we'll just keep that a secret. So here's the point. What I feel on this whole thing is that I feel there is a statute of limitations on secrets. I feel that it runs out after a bit, and then I'm allowed to tell your secret, because nothing should take me to the grave. I should be allowed to tell your secret. I mean, how's it hurt me? If I don't see you anymore, I don't see how this hurts me in any way.
I don't understand the whole concept of telling somebody a secret and then being like, don't tell anybody else. If you didn't want somebody to know, you just shouldn't have told.
Because it's a bonding experience. It's a solid.
It's...
I don't think you know much about female relationships, but that's what it's based on, I would say. Telling some, like, personal information.
Well, also, if you have a relationship, a boy-girl type of thing, a lot of times that's a very, you know, I'll tell you my secrets sort of thing, and then it's over, and then, ooh, bad news. That's why you don't tell too much. But you're right. So would you say females share more secrets than males?
100%.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
I think so.
Really? Yeah. Now, share them with men or share them with other women?
It probably depends on the relationship. Like, me personally, I think probably more with other women, but I don't know. Maybe different people are different. Just my perspective.
Now, do you have a secret you'd like to share with us tonight? I mean, for a show, it'd be good for us.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking. Can I come back to this?
Yeah, we'll come back.
Okay.
Matt, do you have a secret you'd like to share with us tonight?
No, not off the top of my head.
But you have secrets.
Like one.
Okay, just one. Well, we'll think about it. Sean, you have any secrets you want to blow out here tonight?
No, not top of my head.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to tell secrets, but we do have them, is what we've learned.
Yeah.
But the Journal American is just saying, watch out with the secrets because you might hurt yourself physically, mentally, and your immune system.
How?
Well, because keeping it, even though you don't think it's bothering you, it's suppressing. It mentally is wrecking you.
Is it because people like to gossip?
No. I think it's because people ask you and you have to lie. You have to say, you know, do you know about that secret? And you say, well, I don't know about that secret. But you really do know about that secret, then you're a liar.
Usually, if I am asked about somebody else's secret, I'll just tell them to ask the person whose secret they're asking about. And then that'll be that.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, they probably came to you because they didn't want to go to that person. And maybe they just want to know if you know.
But it's not my spot to tell. So, like, if somebody were to come up to me and ask something, I'd probably just say, I don't know, ask them.
Well, it's an interesting point, but I think this secrets conversation is fascinating because I think probably nobody thinks it's hurting their health, but I think long-term it probably does. I think, you know, I mean, what do you think, Carrington?
Yeah, I think it can definitely weigh on you, especially if it's something that's, like, a big secret, you know, or if people are asking you about it, like, that would be a lot. If it's, like, very casual, I think that's the problem. Like, they'll say a secret to me, and it's, like, something that seems so insignificant, and it's like, oh, I forgot that was a secret. It just seems like such basic information. So I think it depends on the type of secret and, like, what people you're surrounding yourself with. Like, are you around people who want to know about it?
That's exactly right. And I think, in general, I don't know. I just think we need to be more honest. And maybe you can try to persuade that person to tell their own secret. Say, go ahead. Tell the secret. Take the burden off of me. What do you think about statute of limitations on secrets?
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think at some point, I don't have to keep that secret anymore.
Oh, okay. Hey, I have a secret that I'll tell. It's not my secret, but...
Oh, this is good. Tell somebody else's secret.
Yeah. See,
Are we going to get sued?
No.
We don't want to get sued.
Statute of limitations ran out on this one. Okay, here we go.
So, who's it involved?
You remember when the sink broke at Kroger?
Oh, I do remember when the sink broke at Kroger. In the men's room.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was in there with the other coworker. And he was leaning. Well, we told the management that he was leaning on the sink, but he was not.
He was not leaning on
the
sink.
He was sitting on the sink.
He was sitting on the sink.
Sitting on the sink.
So he broke the sink.
It just straight fell off the wall.
Oh, so actually the sink was broken on purpose.
No, not broken on purpose.
He was doing something he shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah, he just didn't think it through and ended up breaking the sink.
And do we know who that was?
I do.
Are you going to tell us that?
If you want. I mean, don't think it matters.
Well, I don't blame it on me if it, like, gets back to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't work at Kroger anymore.
All right, who was that?
It doesn't really matter. Aiden.
Aiden. Oh, I remember him. He wasn't that sharp to begin with. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, my thoughts on that is, you know, I think the girl's right. It depends on the circumstances of, you know, the setting and the people that's involved. But, you know, to really let somebody else's secret bother you, I got enough stuff that bothers me and my own problems as I'm worrying about somebody else's.
Yeah, but, you know, it is a heap sometimes. And I told the story earlier, you know, a few months ago, somebody thought that I was telling their secret, which I was not, and they got very upset about it. Yeah. But I don't think that's my job to keep their secret.
Oh, no. You know, and most people, you know, they work, they got kids to take care of, you know, they got their home, their yard, you know, to take care of, let alone they, you know, have anything else on the side doing. You know, do they really, if you're keeping a secret, you got, if you're keeping somebody's secret, but you don't know or ever hardly see those other people the secret's about, you know, it's no problem, you know what I'm saying?
So, but if I don't see the person, I can, like, blow their secret right now on the air.
Well, you might see the guy at work all the time, and he might tell you a secret, and it might be about his wife, or it might be about, you know, somebody in the community or something. Well, what if you never see that person, but maybe once every couple of years?
Well, I said earlier that, you know, I have interviewed many politicians here in Marion, and I know secrets. I in my own mind, I can tell you two that I know secrets about that I've never said on the air. Now, I've kept those secrets because I want to protect my journalistic integrity. But, you know, I do know about them. I just don't think they're germane to their job. So I don't bring them up.
But, you know, the show Friends?
Yes, I remember Friends.
You know, if you was in that, you know, that's like she said, it depends on the situation. You know, if you was in that type of situation where you lived around a lot of people and you seen those people and you was friends, real good friends, with the one that the secret's about, and you're real good friends about the one that has, you know, that situation would be more difficult than just, you know, a man and wife trying to go to work, raising two kids, trying to keep the home up, you know, taking their kids back and forth to soccer practice or something. You know, are you ever going to see the other person that they told you the secret about?
See, that's why I don't live with other people, because that way I can go home in peace. Nobody's going to be, you know, yuck.
Oh, that's my feeling. That's why I, you know, it bothers me if I ever, you know, can't live at home anymore. You know, I don't want to go to a damn nursing home.
No, I can understand that.
I've been to nursing home, and I've seen some good points about it, but I've seen some bad points about it, too. There's some people just shouldn't be having that job.
Are you excited about the top 10 list coming up?
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good list. Yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting. And how do you feel about the show tonight? You've been listening for a long time. Do you feel this is the best Friday night show ever so far?
I think there's been some other better ones than this.
Oh.
I mean, well, you're not somebody else's show, but some of the shows past you've done.
Well, we'll strive to be the best by the time we're done here at 10 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
We're going to work on it. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are always open, 740-383-9944. That's how you dial them. Well, we appreciate the listeners and their opinions, do we not?
We do.
We certainly do. All right, so the end result of secrets is... don't tell them, it's situational.
Situational. I think that's the conclusion.
Situational.
Yep.
All right, on to the next subject. Now, when do you think we should do the top 10 list? You know, next hour?
Yeah.
Save that, because that's heavy-duty material. We don't want to blow our big material in the first hour. Then we won't have anything to come back with the second hour. Now, here's something that is interesting. You know, this comes back to the whole relationship sort of thing. People love to hear, oh, here comes another call. Boy, they're just burning up tonight. We'll enjoy this. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say the O word?
Hi, Sarah.
Oh, I don't think somebody said the O word. Wait, what O word are you talking about? What O word?
Opinion.
Oh, go right ahead. Oh, I didn't know that was the O word. I thought something else was the O word. Go ahead.
Anyway.
I know. Listen, comedy's crucial on this show. Oh, here we go again.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
How are you tonight?
Good. How about yourself?
You want me to step out for a second?
I cannot complain. Too blessed to be stressed.
That's right.
Anyway.
Oh, Scott, I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Don't worry. We're just doing a show here. Yeah. Go ahead.
What? Are you still on here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of the Friday night show, just a little question. I'm not trying to tell you how to run your show, but just a little suggestion question. Have you ever thought about maybe having, like, oh, I don't know, let's say one or two of your favorite listeners, maybe like longtime listeners that are faithful and loyal to the station, like do a little like guest performance on there, like a little guest debut?
Well, I don't know. I've never thought about it, but it's certainly not
something. You've never thought about it?
No, I'm still trying to remember what the O word is.
I just told you, opinion.
That's right. I'm sorry. No, I never really have thought about that, but I would not be opposed to it. That's an O word. Opposed.
Just food for thought. I mean,
are you saying you want to come on the show? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, I thought you'd never ask. What time should I be there?
Oh, well, we wrap up about 10 o'clock, so show up about 10:30.
Aww, I thought we had something.
Well, no, you didn't say hello to me. You better talk to somebody else about that.
It could be any of us. You have several, you know, long time. You probably have quite a few people that have been with you since the start of WWD.
I know, and you know, that's a long time to be listening to me every morning, don't you think?
Well, you do kind of grow on a person.
Yeah, that's what I do. I grow on people. Like a fungus. I grow.
Like algae.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Now, I've been in this broadcast industry for 21 years, but I've been doing this particular show for 9 years. And do you know that's like 6,000 hours of broadcasting? I mean, I'm about out of things to say.
Oh, no. You're just getting started.
That's right. Just ramping
up. Well, have a good show.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. Well, there's a little suggestion. What do you think about that? Should we have listeners in as guests?
I'd say it's a good idea.
Well, okay, there's one for yes. What do you think, Matt?
It can't be bad.
Well, that remains to be seen. We haven't ran it through yet. I don't know. What do you think, Carrington?
Yeah, I would say so. I don't know how I'm more qualified than them to be here, so.
Qualifications aren't really what we're looking for. We're just looking for somebody who can come in and speak and be entertaining and fit into the chemistry of this show.
Am I meshing?
You're doing very well.
Oh, thank you.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Like, nervous sweats going on.
Really?
Or that it's like 90 degrees in this room.
No. We like to keep it at a flop sweat in here. But so you would love to be a regular on this show?
Yeah, I would totally come back.
Oh, this is good to hear. Listen, you're fitting right in so far. Don't you think so, Sean?
Absolutely.
Doing great.
Yep.
And Matt, you think so?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And we've learned her name, so I feel like we're bounds ahead of where we were last
year. What more do we need?
We need nothing more. You got the position. So anyway, and I wrote it down too. Strategic communications. That's very interesting, because I didn't know this was a thing. Because I went to college and I took education courses. Now how I ended up here, I really don't know. But I was trying to be a teacher. I guess I am. I still do that. But I like to keep keep a finger in each pond. You know what I'm saying? Come here and do this in the morning, and then go teach in the afternoon.
And then also Kroger.
Yep.
Well, I like to stay busy.
Yeah. Very busy.
It's a moonlight type of thing. But the next subject, what I was getting to here, because people love to hear, on the Friday Night Live show, we don't like to get very heavy into current events and things of that nature. So what we like to talk about are things like relationships, life things, blah, 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 blah. Now, I had a very interesting experience last night. I was out on my walk, because I do a walk every night. I do a mile walk. Every night, same area. And last night I was out on the walk and I had my earbuds in, listening to music. And this kid, this semi-tall kid, was coming out of an area that I walk in. And I did not recognize, but I could tell that he recognized me. And so he, and when I'm walking, you know, I have like, you know, I'm not dressed like this. So, you know, I don't have glasses on or anything like that. So I'm not really prepared to meet people when I'm out walking. You know, it's a different type of thing. So the person comes up to me and it turned out to be the son of somebody I used to date many, many moons ago. Actually, it was the person I was engaged to that I did not know I was engaged to. So here he is. I know, that's a story in and of itself. But it was, you remember, You were around in those days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to say the names because I don't want to, you know, you don't want to say anybody's name. But it was the boy, and I knew him when he was like 4 and 5. I used to take him to school, and now he's graduated from high school. And here he is coming up to me, and it was very strange because I took the earbuds out, and I'm trying to talk. Oh, how's your mom? And, you know, I really didn't care, but I wanted to seem like I cared. How's your mom? And how's everything going on? And so on and so forth. And we had a little conversation, but and I said, if you ever need anything, call me. But, of course, I didn't give him my phone number. So here's the point of this, what I'm bringing up here. That could have been an awkward situation. But because I maintained good terms with his mother when that relationship ended, it was not a bad situation. Now, I'm not saying you have to be really, really friendly with the people in your past who you have relationships with, but I think you should keep some kind of open door with those people. What do you think, Matt?
I don't think burning bridges in any, like, any term is good. You should try to keep and maintain as many relationships as possible.
But, you know, sometimes relationships don't end well.
Yeah.
Right. So that's when it's hard. But you try. Right?
I would say so.
Always work on it.
Always work.
Sean, what do you think?
I mean, you know, it's very hard to, you know, there's always going to be tension.
See, I don't think there was tension with her. I think I was happy to go. And, you know, she was happy for me to go. So it was really nice in the end. There wasn't any sadness involved there. No, really, it was just, you know, all things have a beginning and an end as far as we've talked about with relationships. You know, nothing lasts forever. People have to understand that.
Just like life. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Well, I hope not yet. Not yet. Carrington, now this is where we need the female perspective, because what do you think?
I feel like distance and time is the best solution whenever a relationship ends, I would say. Like, I feel like I have some exes that I've gotten to be closer friends with over the years and, you know, some time apart and everything. But initially, definitely distance and time is necessary.
Can you be friends with an ex-boyfriend?
Yeah. I think so.
Good. That's hard for a lot of people.
Distance and time, like I said. I mean, probably not, you know, next week or anything if you just break up. But I think eventually, for sure.
Why does that ruin something? Because here you are, you're close with the person, you're seeing them all the time, blah, 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 and then you can't see them at all.
You have to think about them in a different mindset almost, you know, if you were to, like, break up with somebody and then go over and hang out with them the next day. I feel like there's no way to really process those emotions and, like, change how you feel about them. So I feel like...
So you think you still have emotions?
Yes.
That's really why people... No matter what people say, because they'll tell you a bunch of stuff, that it's really an emotional thing.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's interesting, because mm-hmm. I don't think... You think it's emotions that really are keeping the person away, that they're brokenhearted so they can't come around you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, the whole engagement thing, just for people maybe tuning in, I'll tintype this because I could see Carrington look strange when I said that. I was engaged once in my life, and this is how it happened. I feel that you should know you're engaged. This is a learning moment for everybody out there listening right now. This is how not to get engaged. This is how it happened. We were at a Christmas party.
I was there.
Yeah, you were at the Christmas party. I was living with this girl. And see, right there, that was the bad idea to begin with. So I'm living with the girl, and we were getting along very well. And it's the Christmas party, and both of the families are there. And she says at some point, I have an announcement to make. And I said, oh, this will be, what is it? I don't know what the announcement is, but it's Christmas. Maybe she like bake some cookies or something. And she tells the whole family. Now, my whole family's there, and her whole family's there. And she says, Scott and I got engaged. And it was news to me. News to me, because there was no ring. There was no question. There was no knee. There was nothing. You know, nothing. And that's how I found out I was engaged. And 6 months later, I was out of there. I was out of there because I knew that was trouble. But that's how not to get engaged. But you can't say anything at the party because that'll put a damper on Christmas Eve.
You just spend the rest of the night pretending to be engaged.
I was in shock, I think. You ever get that PTSD? I think I had PTSD that night. I think I was just... I'd been, like, hit by a Mack truck.
No more Christmas parties after that.
No, not with her. Yeah. Not with her. She had to go. But then, oddly enough, the postscript to this story is, about a month ago, apparently, according to somebody at Kroger, somebody came in and said they were engaged to me. Is this not true?
Brody was the one who said
that. Who said that? See, I don't need that. I'm not engaged to anybody that I'm aware of. But it's happened before without my knowledge, so maybe it'll happen again. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I barged in a little bit here. My unit went out, but I'm sure glad to hear Carrington. They're age 20, and you're up into the 40s. And there's Matt, his age group. I think it's the best show I've heard on Friday night. And I believe if you keep that age group in there, I, as a person of 82, I enjoy hearing that age group, and I love to understand and learn more about the age group like that. I've got grandkids in the 30s, and I don't get to talk to them very often. They're all busy, but this show with that age group, and Carrington, you've got a good voice, and you can keep the men straight there a little bit. You know that?
Keep us straight, Carrington.
Oh, I can do that.
And Matt, you're hanging there close to that mic. You're sounding terrific, I'll tell you. You're going to go a long time. So I'm going to listen, and I wish I could keep hearing it just through the phone like this, but I don't think there's any way doing that. But I'll check back a little bit next break and see how you guys are doing. Keep it up. It's a good show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there's one vote for This is the Best Friday Night Show Ever, and this has been on for like 3 years now, the Friday Night Show. So this is it tonight.
I haven't listened to the first, 3 years, but
well, the first 3 years were a little rocky.
Yeah,
but yeah, I had some hosts on this thing, a little shaky. My co-hosts back then were a little shaky. I don't want to, I hope they're not listening. They were a little shaky.
As far as the roster goes for the Friday Night Show, I think this is the best roster.
This is it. This is why we have to keep it. We can't mess with anything. When the audience says this is the one, we have to go with this is the one. Now, and next week we'll see if we can get it about 10 degrees warmer in this room when we come in here. Because if we get it 10 degrees warmer, then we'll really have something going. What was I talking about? I'm thrown off now. Oh, old relationships. Can you stay friends? Yeah, probably, maybe.
Oh, yes, me.
Yeah,
yes, I think you can, yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a long night.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, Matt, Sean, Carrington, it's Pastor Craig.
Pastor Craig, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
I'm so glad you're out there tonight listening to the best Friday night show in the history of Friday night shows, and you've listened to some of the bombs we've laid.
Yes, I have. It's probably the second best Friday night show you've had in the history. I personally think last Friday's was the best.
Yeah. There was somebody else with us last week who we do like a lot. We're quite fond of that person.
Yeah. So I had to weigh in on what you were talking about.
Go right ahead.
I think it's very good if you can be friends with a person who is an ex. And it's really kind of funny that you were talking about that tonight, and I was listening tonight, because I am sitting at the kitchen table listening to your show with my ex-wife.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yes.
And you're friends now.
Yeah, we're good friends.
Now, how long has the ex been in that?
We've been divorced for 10 years.
Now, how long did it take before you could be friends?
We've probably been friends for the last 8 years.
Oh, that's good. So it only took a couple of years to heal those wounds.
Yeah.
So you
and now we're just good friends.
So you agree with Carrington that time is what heals it all?
Oh yeah.
Now
it has to be mutual. Because, sometimes there are situations where one person just can never, never, ever get over it, and so that possibility of a friendship isn't there.
So,
but if both people, are willing to get over it and be friends, you can be good friends.
So for the first 2 years, was it difficult?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I think it's pent-up emotions, is it not? When it first ends, it's the feelings are still there in some way.
Right.
Well, that's very interesting, and I'm glad you weighed in, and I'm glad you're out there, and I'm glad you're voting for this group, because I feel it's a strong show tonight.
Yeah, you're off to a good start. Like I said, second best Friday night show you've ever had.
That works for me. Thanks, Pastor.
We'll see ya.
Bye-bye. Now, there you go, sitting at the table with his ex-wife listening to this show. Now, that is fascinating. That's why we picked the topics. We pick the topics just like that. I think that's interesting. Frankly, I don't know that I would want to be around that long with any of the people. But if I see them that I've dated in the past. But maybe if I saw them in the grocery store, I'd wave to them. How are you? But I don't know about sitting around with them, because there's a reason we're not sitting around anymore. So, you know what I'm saying? There just comes a point, Matt. There comes a point where you just can't take it anymore. Go ahead, caller.
No, you want to know what's fascinating? Fascinating is when you turn your depression into one heck of a diet and workout regimen, and then you go, you just go hide out somewhere and shed like 20 or 30 or 40 pounds, and then you run into them at Walmart on a Saturday afternoon with your new dude, and you've got your revenge body, and you just give them that eat your heart out look. That's
fascinating.
Wait a second.
What is that, revenge body?
Yeah, revenge body.
Wow.
Now, I know you're going to want to talk for 20 minutes, and you're going to want a full-length definition and explanation, and I'll let you kids teach the boomer here what a revenge body is. I'm going to get off here, but I'll be tuning in.
Thank you for the kind call. Kindness is crucial on this show. Here's what I feel. A revenge body. Do you understand that?
I mean, I guess it
makes... Maybe we got to young it up for me to understand what revenge body is.
I mean, I suppose it makes sense.
Does it?
I mean, just put the two together.
Put the two?
She looks better now than she did previously.
Yeah, but you're trying to do that to get revenge on somebody. I don't know if that's healthy.
I mean...
Seems a little unhealthy to me. What do you think, Carrington?
It depends how far you take it, obviously. Like, I think that, like, initially after, you know, whenever you're dating somebody, you're probably, like, sitting around a lot. Maybe you're cooking together and, you know, you're eating a lot, and then you break up, and it's like you're all sad, and then maybe, yeah, you start working out. You gotta fill that time somehow, so...
But yeah. Are you doing it to hopefully run into them again to say, ha, look what you missed out on?
No, that's just, like, the cherry on top. It's not the goal. Don't make it the goal. Make it, like, the extra incentive.
Sean, what do you think? Revenge body. You don't know what that means either, do you?
I have no idea
what that means.
I'm old school.
Have you ever gotten a revenge body?
No.
No. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what... Gyms, to me, are bad places. Nothing good ever happened in a gym. Nothing good ever happened. I'm telling you, those gyms, they're cesspools. And I hate to say that, but there's something wrong with gyms. Now, you can work out at home. I'm fine with people working out. But gyms, ugh. It's just, you know, a lot of people sweating. Kind of like the studio. It's a lot of people sweating, and it's a lot of people, you know, in scantily clothes. They're scantily dressed, and it's like a pickup joint is what it is. And I'm just not for that at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll just continue to walk around and see people. But you know what I don't like? When people don't put their dogs on leashes. And they come over to you, and, like, they're going to bite you. And the people always say, oh, don't worry, he's harmless. Well, yeah, he doesn't look very harmless. Big teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right, that's all I'm saying. I think something should be done about that. I think that's a menace to society, is dogs not on leashes.
Isn't it a law to have your, like, if you're going to walk your dog, you have to have a leash? Isn't that, like, failure to confine or something like that?
I just don't have time to call the sheriff every time a dog runs at me. What do you mean, Carrington? Isn't it a problem when dogs are on the loose like that?
Yeah, we have a dog that freaks out whenever she runs into people. She's barking. She's not going to bite anybody, but, like, she'll scare you, and she's always on a leash.
We have an induction question on this show I forgot to ask you. Do you know who Barbara Walters is?
I'm scared to answer no.
You cannot know, because we'll indoctrinate you to Barbara Walters. Barbara Walters was the queen of broadcasting. First female broadcaster. She started The View. She was on 2020. She did all those things.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She died recently. And so we like to keep her alive on the show. And years ago, she recorded this little station identification for me. So we're going to go to our friend Barbara.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters. And you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. And we keep her alive that way, you see.
Wow, that's
nice?
So sweet.
And then we got to give you our other things we have here, because I don't think you were here when... Now this, we had an umpire, a major league umpire. Do you like the baseball?
It's like my third favorite professional sport.
Third? Wow.
Out of three.
Yeah. Three out of three.
I know.
One and two?
Probably football and basketball.
Football and basketball. Okay, well, get ready for this. This is big. You'll miss it. Ah! There you go. Did you get that?
No, yeah, I got that.
You know what that is?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it to you one more time. Now, listen closely. This is very good. This was him in the studio. Yeah!
He's just yelling a little.
Matt, what is that?
Oh, he's saying you're out. That's
oh.
See if you can hear it. This is how they do it in the major leagues.
Okay.
Yeah! Is that good?
Yeah, that's great. This reminds me of like any baseball game I've been to. I'm like, what's going on? You know,
they're
like, there's
same type
signals
of
and sounds, and I'm like, ah.
Now, here's our third soundbite that we use on this show, and this is a very important one. A 91-year-old man came in here. He turns 91 next month, and he went to a public school in New York, PS117, back in the 1930s, and they had a fight song. Did your school have a fight song?
Yeah.
What was your school?
Pleasant.
Do you know the fight song?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to get to that in just a second. But this is the pipe fight song from PS117 in New York in the 1930s.
PS117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer, cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
Very nice. Now, that's PS117 as sung by our friend George Kasotis. Now, Carrington, 58 minutes past the hour here, the Pleasant fight song.
I don't know if I know well enough to belt out like that.
Well, you don't have to belt like
okay,
either.
Okay, okay.
We don't expect you to be George, but, you know, you can just... Matt, I'll call you Adam again. Matt did the fight song a few weeks ago from River Valley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been done before.
Oh.
Yeah.
River Valley's fight song is kind of mid, though.
It's kind of mid.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know how it starts. Like, there's like at the end it goes fight, 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 fight.
Yeah,
I know that
too.
Part.
I couldn't even remember River Valley's fight song. I had to look it up on the website.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's how it is for me. Like, if somebody started singing it in the background, I could like mumble along with it.
So that was it.
No, there was much more
fight,
before
fight,
that.
Fight.
But
that didn't seem like... Who wrote that thing?
That was
thing?
The iconic part. That was good.
Well, I could write that. Fight, fight, fight. Well, then... No, you say, do you have any more? Anything else there?
Any other fight songs?
Do you sing at all? Are you a singer?
No, not really a singer.
Really?
No.
Do you have a...
Get me in the right mood, I guess, and maybe I'll, like...
Like, who do you
do
sing?
A little.
Who do you sing? Taylor Swift.
Yes. I actually went to her concert.
You're a Swiftie.
I'm a Swiftie.
Oh my goodness, we've got things to talk about next hour. Oh man. Because when Matt and I were at the fair, we ran into some Swifties in the like the bowels of the Coliseum.
They gave us a private Taylor Swift concert
they
and everything.
They certainly did. What was
wow.
the song they sang?
Our song.
Our song. Yeah. Slamming screen doors. Yeah, it was something. That video is online, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, that video is up there. We want to keep our fans happy, so that video is online. We are going to take a break, go get some cheese dip, do something, and get ready for news weather. We're coming back. We got a whole another hour and a top 10 list. It's going to be something. Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and Carrington Nelson. Don't you dare tune away.
My pants is the slightest provocation. I shouldn't. I should have.